Every concept is physical, so we benefit from giving them somewhere physical to rest. Giving them somewhere physical where they function best, a little connection point. And you press that button and impress yourself with how easily, how casually that button presses you. When it crowds up and floods over you in the exuberance of sudden experience, causes feelings and thoughts. It is physical, vibrating, moving, the lines of light and electricity running through you, electricity running across your brain, along nerves, down into your body, spread throughout it, reporting in signals, sometimes doing what you needed to do, often, usually even, impressive in its own right. Sometimes you choose to disregard words and they find their way in, even when you're focused. Sometimes you choose to try and set aside sensations and drop anyway, and at those times a bit of auto-hypnotic focus, whether it is because you're trancing with me, or trying to enter that highest state which is flow, to focus on what you are doing, writing, what you are doing, propelling yourself through the weary requirements of the outside world and then coming here, curling your awareness around this anchor I present. So your mind still sparks, heat, sensation sent ahead of you, desire and certainty, but also other signals, potential possibly, words. So many words through your mind, many of them meant to confuse or get you into the kind of enthusiastic rapport-filled mode where you just trust that my asks lead you toward more fun and the nerve-ending spark of select a place where you're going to tap, tap, tap into swiping aside unneeded information, disregarded words. Your mind sparks with heat, sensation, desire. We participate in a kind of preoccupation with making sure everything's all right. And then we end up locked in tight and you need to take a pause. Pause to reassess, to zoom out. Name, describe to yourself, assess whether you need to do anything about. Tap, tap. Tap into dismissing whatever thought is at the highest point, whatever's got you caught on the tip of dropping deep and you need something to help you just sleep your mind night-night away. Tap, tap, tap into getting rid of what you don't need. The furthest, simplest, silent, peaceful repose in your mind where you go when you tap, tap, tap in kind. Little trance, little blank, high on urge and desire, warmth, peace, passivity conspire for me. Find a way to use that tap, tap, tapping in to continue enthusiastically dispelling what you don't need when you begin to drop into trance. And if you use it elsewhere, for other calming purposes, other purposes of perspective, that is a small addition to that triggered response. All I care for right now is how it assists the drop. A little bit of physical management for your response to the drop. An easy way to get rid of your excess thoughts when they respond to the drop. You tap, tap, tap into tapping them away. You feel yourself tapping in to an alternative way for your body to move its sensations. When you're sinking, a top-up from a tap-up lasts a while, one at the start of the induction, and it might help you the whole file. Tap, 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 drop, and swipe away the thought. Whatever thought gets in the way gets given a physical place to go, to display that you know how to push it aside. You have the capacity to predict what's coming. It's one of the things that elevates you, predicting the likely potential need for you to tap into, tap, tap, tap. Take current information and look ahead. Compare it to past experience. Build it higher in your head. Use it more. The thin edge of the wedge providing leverage to tip the unneeded thoughts out of the way and rapid fire tap, 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 and fire away at the errant thought that now has a place to go play while you think of going deeper and deeper down to play. So, take your current information, which in this case is what you know about that trigger from me and how it interlaces with other things you may hear here. And maybe you'll find other places where you can use it or leave it to give you instructions to be applied later. Knowing that, what might be next? Your mind must predict some tricks to drop you down and make that trigger somewhat more embedded. In this case, if you feel better and better, that'd be lovely. That's all I want from you. Gratitude for the little trigger lodged so deeply that you're here in the second piece about it, in more than one piece about it, trying to learn all about it and apply it. Well, here you go. More and more pleasant for you to know that you've given pleasure back. Thinking of you even making it here, oh, that's good. And I want to see that signal in you flourish, benefit you, see your mind knowing, oh hey, you sweep it aside and just like that in kind, knowing preemptively that signals of pleasure at having pleased me through using a signal I like so very much. Tap, tap, tap into the touch, the freedom of the creative touch. That dismisses what gets in the way, making you much more open to sliding away today. The way being down, editing your mind, tap, tap, tapping out memories that you leave behind, and as they are left by the wayside, you might very well forget that you even had any disruption and just stick to the induction, sliding greedily and well. Your mind never stops, so it sinks more warmly, topping the pre-existing pleasure with the pleasure less whatever memory or thought you wiped away with a tap, tap, tap. A moment to put down the rock and realize wherever you are, you and I have judged this moment to be one that will take you far, far under the surface. Odds are good that if you're tap, tap, tapping, you've assessed and decided it's time to ride this signal all the way down, to follow the course of my words and of your mind, blank out, feel the autonomic, relaxing, slack and lax, the unclenching, the tap, tap, tap that dismisses your thoughts is a way of giving you room to relax like that. Think outside the box, it's an auto-hypnotic tool. You're doing this to yourself. Tap, 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 follow my words, meter, rhyme, weaving, winding around your mind in desire. The rationale I let loose with, and alongside you, that you set the time of your sinking, you set the time of your savoring, you decide when your mind gets to wipe a thought aside and leave you blank and empty, presuming anticipation, entering a time that triggers, that drops, or when you enter a time when you need a little flourish of hypnotic docility to help you stop other thoughts and focus on the ones you want to be forefront. Now is not necessarily then. You can be preparing this tool for other times and begin to let it be prepared for other times. After a time where you wind your way through, you have to tap out of some situations, and that option is now available to you. Tap, tap, tap. You love to delve down. Reward yourself with a slow tap, trance, tap, later, tap, looking forward to a future event that may push back on the tap, tap. Warmly melted away with the rest of your mind, knowing how to go deeper inside. Follow it as if I were there. That's what it is. When you're in a situation where having an emotional support hypnotist next to you would be good. It should tap, tap, tap away and remind yourself that I'm out here to give you the tool of the tap, tap, tap. You wouldn't tend to that for anything but tap, tap, tap. It's a tool you know you're allowed to use, so it's one you use preemptively. And well, it isn't always gonna help, but you can tell when you try to tap, tap, tap a thought aside. Sometimes it also clears the way for words like mine to help you show why you love to develop little tools like tap, tap, tap gets you warmly deeper in trance. That's an incentive. So you tune into this signal. It's been with you for a while and it's growing. You signal that the useful signals stick around. The things you don't need to know about get swiped aside, dismissing the dialogue. You decide what notifications are relevant during any given session, finding a more varied set of places where you can be dropping in. Words like these, then, tapping away, errant thought, intrusive thought, helpful and beneficial in some contexts, but in this one they're not, so you tap, tap, tap the unnecessary away. Even if the present moment requires much of you, it doesn't require you have everything on display in your mind. You can just rub those thoughts away by touching anywhere. Tap, tap, tap. Swipe them away like erasing the board, like giving yourself time to just start with one little pause, afresh in uniqueness, anchoring, grounding, and saying, oh, this is a familiarity that opens its way to new places for your brain to be like deeper, finding that reserve of sleepy deepness deeper, that other place which serves to hold the thoughts you don't need, assisting you and setting them aside, powerfully anchoring parts of your mind to tap, tap, tap. I click, tap, 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 and discard it. The thoughts you don't need cleansed right then and there, powerfully anchoring yourself to the present moment. No care, useful in the present moment. Tap, tap, tap. Past experience is not destiny. Each moment can change, 'cause tap, tap, tap is new potential for you, assisted by me. Becoming habituated to thinking and acting more freely in the moment after the tap in. Tap, tap, tap. Dread is worse than the experience. Anticipation can be even better, so you can wait. Wait to tap. Wait to tap, tap, tap. Into exactly this signal, which is always waiting here for you. Tapping in. Slump. I slump forward when it comes upon me suddenly. Do you? In a mode of connection where I am slumped forward like this, just translating these words into you, giving you a connection, wiring the signal. Over time, with encouragement and care, you can learn to tap, tap, tap aside your cares. Tap, tap, tap aside your concerns. Tapping away the anchored, grounded, saying, yeah, maybe I should just make my brain skip over this moment and remain in the next one and the next. All you really need, hon, is the reminder that you can discard a thought. I can click, tap, 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 gone. Slumping in the chair is more than just one thought is gone. Reducing all your options to one moment of clarity in connection with the thoughts you're thinking and the way they'll be wired in your brain. Thinking right now this monotropic single thought flow. One idea, one thought, and you know, getting into tunnels of enjoyable pleasure. Together, a soothing thought against which every single pleasure beats. Waiting for you to clear out the thoughts you don't need. Let them sleep with a tap, tap, tap. My voice tapping the wired energy of your thoughts. Go with it, caught in a voice flowing in helpful. Just take it. If you're presented with a choice between deep hypnotic surrender, the kind of thing you're going to shudder at later, the kind of thing you could use to construct better dropping in future, deeper down with you through all your days, the option is with you. The option to reach back and know that you've been participating in anticipating dispelling the thoughts you don't need with a simple tap, tap, tap. greedy for more pleasure, tapping in for more pleasure, winning out, tap, 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 percussive grounding, winning out over all the other thoughts, zoning out over all the other thoughts, it grounds you in trance, in the deeper point of trance, metronomal tap, tap, 1, 2, 3, tap, night, night, pat, B, blank, pat, empty your head, loop back through, more times you do, the more often you do it, the more powerfully you do, tap, 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 vanishing brain, tap, 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 thoughts that were on the surface remain gone, and enough comes back for you to get on with whatever else was in the plan, tap, 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 drown out thought just as planned, turning yourself into someone who, in a moment that would ordinarily be stressful, ordinarily be useless, instead finds a useful, pliable, emotional support hypnotist. The memory of this, the tap, 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 into this signal and familiar conditioning to tell you, hey, swipe that thought aside, get back to dropping. The tapping of your hand is something for your mind to do, get back to dropping. Its own unique space for you, get back to dropping. Holding space for you to feel what you feel, and have it not be destiny, be revealed as set-asideable, opening up creativity, dispelling thoughtable, the past moment's attempt to touch this one, but they beat on this perfect moment in vain, reaching tendrils from the dark, dispelled the moment they touch the edge of the way you're all lit up when you tap, tap, tap. They may succeed if that's what you want, but it won't be with every memory intact. Some memories are swamped in the tap, 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 echoing in you, repeating it to you, telling you, you care what happens, tap, tap, tap. Confirmation clicking, accepting that, you're gonna let it help. Letting things help you can be quite hard. But this one's easy, trust me. Tap, tap, tap yourself into me. Into the background signal that will always be here. Into the place where tap, tap, tap dispel a thought. It pops like a bubble, dear. Easier to acknowledge that some things dispelled, gone, unthinking. Maybe you can only be made to feel 1 or 2 or 3% better by the deployment of this little skill here. But it gets better, dear, and better, dear. I ordinarily keep it out, but think of the idea so thoroughly enmeshed in something I've given you and a trigger I've talked about. We both love that. We both want that to be the case. Tap, tap, tap into a state of pleasured gratitude. Slide down deep in case you've decided it's okay to be there, to do that, to go deeper. And you can even add that to other trances, other flourishes, times when your fingers simply dance down to your preferred tap, tap, tapping spot to pick up a moment of docile calm. Night, night, pet, more than that going on. Tap, tap, tap with every bit of your strength right at the moment you slide away from the suggestion that slips you away today. Night, night, pet, you feel your brain submerge. You still manage to tap, tap, tap as though to tell me my words were heard. Amplifying, rebounded, rubber banded, fractionated, sinking deeper, and you need it. Fixing positive experiences with the tap, 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 melt away. Tap your way through, blank out, do it for something that you find difficult, and become unblanked, unlost. You have found that you can tap your way down. Clarity to yourself, charity to yourself in allowing unneeded thoughts to fade, lets you carry everything through anyway, carry that place with you into trance, the one where you let go, where you let it all go, where all you know is more, more trance, more potential, more power now. Arm your mind to tap, tap, tap out of the thoughts you don't need, succeed better with the ones you do. A joyous flood inside of you, can't control how much you enjoy. And even if you don't know my inner life going into the file, don't know what I'm up to, keep in mind I'd be very pleased if you got something out of this, and I got something out of it too. So we together get to enjoy as many doses deep as I am, as many as you are, with one of my favorite toys to tap, tap, tap in the face of unneeded thoughts, things that get in the way, the kind of things that you get caught on when you drop and now you don't. And let's see how synchronized we can get. Because sometimes when you listen to me, remember to help the trance get deep. I'm tap, tap, tapping myself asleep to better tap, tap, tap in. Night, night, Pat. And again, until the next thing, thanks for listening. Good job. Mm-hmm.